Welcome to Shom Hashom on the Dav. She responds to the Nishma Asar Be'akav Shalom Na'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Dav Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks about the fact that Beis Din need to be koyfe, need to force someone to keep his word and bring the karbonis and the darim that he committed himself to do. And the Gemara brings two drashas, and the second drasha says, it says in the Pasuk, Yakriv oisoy, melamed shekoyfim oisoy. We have to force him. Yochel ba'al korcha, could it be we will make him do it even though he doesn't want? Tomod lever lutsoyner, needs it with his rotzer. Haketzad, how do you force him and also make it his will? Koyfim oisoy ache yoimai roitzani. You force him, you beat him up until he says, I want. Until he says he has the rotzer to do it. And Mefarshim over here sent to the famous Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin Perek Beis Halacha Chof. Regarding when Beis Din force an Adam to give a get, he doesn't want to give a get. They force him at Sheyoyimai Roitzani, the same Lashon. He says, I want. The get is a good get. And the Rambam says, why is that so? He doesn't want it. He's saying Rots only because he's forced. Answers the Rambam that when do you say that someone's forces, you can't get a get from him? That's only if he's forced by an outside source, not because of the Torah. But if Beis Din are telling him to do it, that is the Rotzen Hashem. That's the Torah. So why he doesn't want to do it? Says the Rambam, Shetokvo Yitzra Ara Levatel Mitzvah, so it's a Veira. It is Yitzra Ara. Ein Zonus. He's not going to be forced. Elohu At Anos Atzma Bidai Sara. He's forcing himself to do the bad thing. Says the Rambam to conclude and says that when Yetzer Hara is toikef, that's not what he really wants. What a person really wants to do, he wants to be right Yais Meisrael, right Zehula says Kolam Mitzus Ulitrachik Benaveris. A Jew wants to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. It's only the Yetzer Hara. So if you force him, you bring out this idea, this real Ratzah and this inner Ratzah. And this Rambam seems like a Hasidic idea, a Musafik idea. But this is the Rambam that explains how can you force a person to say Reitzani, because it brings out his real Ratzah. And then if a Shechayim and Shah Aleph adds to this, then that's what we say every morning, Eloikai Nishamo Shnasata B'Tehoyri. That Nishamo is always pure. That Nishamo inside, the inside of a Jew, this heart of hearts, is always pure and the Yitzhar doesn't touch it. He always has the rot to do the right thing, to do rot on Hashem. He just have to bring it about. But here, when we speak about our Gemara, it's a little hard to understand. What's the point of getting him to say right Sani? Bishlomo, when you speak about a get, you cannot give a get without the order of the husband. So you need to force him to say it. But here, if you're saying that his real rot and his heart of hearts is he wants to do rot on Hashem, so why do I have to force him to say Reitzani? Just force him to do it without saying Reitzani. So here come the Sfarim, the Sfasemis, and the Me'ashiloyach, and others. And all say the same idea. That yes, when the heart of hearts wants to do something, so then that's the Ratzon. But it needs to come out to fruition, it needs to come out to the outside of a person. If it's only Toichoy, but not Bore, it's only the inside, not the outside, then you're missing. It needs to be Toichu Bor, is inside and the outside. And the Me'ashloch had somewhere else, that therefore, even though the middle, his Yitzhara is not convinced, but his heart of hearts wants to do it, we know, because that's what's on Hashem. And he says that outside, you have the inside and the outside. And the Me'ashloch adds, that when a person in the outside does such a thing, he says, Reitzani, that pulls out his inner Ratzon, that brings it out to the world. And he explains with this, the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Sif Tzei Tzadik Yeidun Ratzon. The lips bring out the Ratzon. By saying the right thing, that brings the Ratzon. And this is the Musaaska for us, that anything that did not come out to the mouth, it's maybe in the heart of hearts, but it's not fully implemented. And that works for bad, for a person that doesn't say a bad thing, even though he thinks a bad thing, he still didn't bring it out to fruition. And it works for good. Person has a good rutz and he wants to do the right thing. He has the will and he has the ambition. But if he didn't say it, he didn't express it, it's still not out there. And we'll conclude with the Sasemis in Parashat Kitetze that says that when the Gemara is telling us over here that Beis Din have to first force a person to say Roitzani. But not only Beis Din have to force a person can force himself. If even when the person inside his heart he feels, I don't really want to do this, I don't have the cheshek, I'm not in the mood, just express it with your mouth and say, Roitzani, I do want. And if you say Roitzani, that will pull out the inner Ratzon, the Ratzon and the Shama Tehayra. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.